Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to the sugi of Yad Eved Ki Rabo, based on the Sefer Shari Chaim and Simon Mem Aleph, Lili Nishmas, Yaakov Shlom Ben Dov Ber, Rabbi Yob Ben Pinchas Halevi, Esther Maris Esther Bas Shmuel, Maris Chana Bas Rabbi Tzikionu, Rabbi Alexander Zisha Ben Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara in Meseches Kedushin and Daf Mem Beis rejects a chiluk. We learn that there's such a thing called shlichus, and the Gemara says, and maybe there's only shlichus when you have a shutfus, but when you don't have a shutfus, there's no shlichus. And the Gemara says, no, even when you don't have a shutfus, there's shlichus. It says, tells us in Dibur HaMaschil V'Dilma that maybe ein achinami, when you don't have a shutfus, there's no shlichus. Because we learn in Perek HaYisha that if the master says, go and shechta Pesach for me, and he forgot if he said to shechta gdi or atleh, he should take a gdi or atleh, and he'll say that if my master said a gdi, then the tleh should be mine and the gdi should be his. So you see from here that the tleh is mine and the gdi is his, mashma that he doesn't have a shutfus in the gdi, and nevertheless he can shecht the gdi for his master. So you see that you can make a shliach, he's a shliach to shech the gedi as a pesach for his master, even though he isn't a shutif. So you see there's shlichos, even if there's no shutfus bigaveh. So Tosfos proves that you can't there has to be shlichos, even if there's no shutfus bigaveh, because of the Mishnah that says that the Eved is shechting the animal, the pesach for his master, even if he's not a shliach, even if he's not a shutuf. So you see there's shlichos even if there's no shutfus. In the Sefer Panim Eiros, in his Chedushim to our Sugya, he brings the tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Tinyana, Simen Kuf Lamites, who asks, what's the raya from this Mishnah? That from the fact that the Eved is in a shutuf and he can still be a shliach, it must be their shlichus even if there's no shutfus. Maybe Eved Shaini diad Eved Kiad Rabo. Maybe an Eved is different, because we have a rule that Yad Eved Kiad Rabo, like we find in Bava Metzia and Dafsadi Vava Med Aleph. That even according to the Man D'Yomar, that if somebody says to his shliach, go and be borrowed for me, together with my para, in other words, I'm giving you to Ploni, and you're going to be working for Ploni together with my para. And normally we have a rule of she'ela b'baylim that patters the shoel if something happens to the thing that you borrowed. But the baylim imo, then the shoel, if the owner of the object is with the shoel, then the shoel is patter for what happens to the object. So if he says to his shliach that I want you, instead of me, to go and work for the baylim together with the object that's going to be borrowed by the baylim, that's not considered balovimo. It's not considered sheila b'baylim to patu the shoel, because shluchu shaladim is not kemoso le'inyan zeh, because you need balov mamish, and this isn't considered balov mamish. Nevertheless, if you say to your eved tsevi hishal im parasi, that's considered sheila b'baylim diyad eved kiyad rabo. Ayin Sham Tzadi Vavam and Aleph. So you see that Yad Eved Kiad Rabo works with respect to Sheila B'Bailim, that he's considered like the Bailim to patu the Shoel from some damage that happens to the object. So you see Yad Eved Kiad Rabo. So let's say here also that even if you say Shluchu Shaladim is not Kemoso B'Shchitus HaPesach, but don't bring me a Raya from the fact that the Eved can shecht what doesn't belong to the master, because Eved Shaini diyad Eved kiyad Rabo nazoyad gefrek the Rashash. So again, Tosis brings a raya that you don't have to have a shutfus because the Eved can shecht for his master without a shutfus. And frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Rashash, what's the raya? Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. Normally you need to be a Shutuf, but here it's different because he's an Eved. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. And Ayin Shaman Rabbi Kiva Eger, who writes to prove that this klal of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo is said not only b'mili de memayna, but even b'mili midi de mitzvah v'isura, even in the realm of mitzvahs and isurim, we have this rule of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo, not only in the world of mammon. From the fact that Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas holds in Gittin 23b that an Eved is not a bar shlichus, even if he can do it himself, because it says, Ma atem, it says atem, just like you are Yisrael, your shlichim also have to be Yisrael. So an eved cannot be a shliach for a Jew. So if that's the case, what is he going to do with the Mishnah in Psachim that says you can say to your eved, Tzei v'shchot alayas ha-pesach? The answer is al korchach, that his own Eved, normally an Eved can't be a Shliach, but Avdoi Shaini, if it's his own Shliach, it's different, because Yad Yado Ki Yad Rabo. So this is the realm of Mitzvahs and Isurim, that in our case, it's not Mammon, but it's the case of the Korban Pesach, you see that even an Eved can be a Shliach, because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Look in the Rashash and the Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, who asks, how come our Sugya doesn't bring that there's such a concept of Shlichus by Truma from the Mishnah and Trumas, Perikimel Mishnah Dalid, that somebody who allowed his Eved or Shivcha to be Torah in Truma, the Truma is a valid Truma. So you see from here that there's Shlichus by Truma, so why doesn't our Sugya bring a Raya from there? Answers the Rashash, Shiny Hussam, the Midin Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo Mahani, there it's not Midin Shlichus. Midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. And you can even prove more than that Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, because otherwise you have a kasha on Rebbe Lazar, who holds that an Eved is a Lav Bar Shlichus. What is the if an Eved's Lav Bar Shlichus, then how's Rebbe Lazar ben Pedas going to deal with our Mishnah that we quoted, that an Eved can be a Shliach for his master? And the answer is, like we said, that Yad Eved is Ki Yad Rabo, and therefore it's shiny. So we have Akasha. Why does Tosfos bring a, how can Tosfos bring a Raya from an Eved Shechting a Korban Pesach for his Adam, and that there's such a thing called Shlichus, when here it's shiny because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo? Ubemes, it's muchach from our Mishnah. It's muchach that the Mishnah is coming midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Why? Because why does our Gemara here in Kiddushin bring from the Mishnah of Chabur Sheavat Pischa that they lost their Pesach, and then afterwards somebody shechted for everybody midin Shlichus? That's on Daft Sani Ches Amid Beis at the end of Perak Mishahaya. And why don't they bring the earlier Mishnah, which is when one appoints his Eved to be the Shliach, which is on Peches Amid Beis? Why wait? So the answer is, because from there we have no Raya, because there it's Midin Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. And we want to bring a Raya where it's not an Eved. And therefore, the Gemara brings a raya from Shlichus from Chabur Shavat Pischa. So now it's Kashetuva. How does the Gemara, how does Tosfos bring from his own Mishnah? It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. So answers Hagoyin Hagadol Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz that we learn in an earlier shiur, which we learned together. If you listened to it, I hope you did. In the din of Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoso, that there are really two dinim included in Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoso. Number one, that the Bailim can give their koach to the Shliach to be Poel Achalos, that's only Poel Midaitam Val Yadam, and they can give him the power, the right. And the second inyan of Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoso is that the Maisa of the Shliach that's done Bishlichus is Misyaches La Mishalech, Siach Sasa Maisa. and to be po'al achalos. Those are the two aspects of shlichus. It would seem then that this din of yad evit ki yad rabo works for both to be po'al achalos and the siachsus hamaisa, because from the Gemara in Bava Metzia 96a tzadi vav amid aleph, that's talking about she'ela bebailim. There the shliach is in po'al ani chalos. The whole din shlichus is that the shliach was borrowed is considered as if the bailim were borrowed. So that's like the shlichus of siachsus hamaisa. So there we can learn the shlichus shel maisim, that yad evet ki yad rabo is effective to make the Eved just like the Adon. Because there the Gemara says that it doesn't work to tell your Shliach, but by Eved it does work. Because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, and that's Midina Siach Sisamaisa. Sheila Bavodim is like Sheila Babailim. And that we learned earlier, that his own Eved can bring his Truma according even to Rebbe Lazar, who holds that an Eved can't be a Shliach. It's Mavur that the Eved has the koch of the Bailim to be Poel a Chalos. The Eved can't be Poel it on his own, but Yimidin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, he can be Poel. So now you have, Baruch Hashem, these two Dinim of Shluch Shlatim Kamoso. Both apply to Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Now Rabbi Kivager asks, and that we paskin, that a Baal cannot revoke the vows of his wife, Al Yidei Shlucho, that we don't find any posek who says that he can be made for the vows, Al Yidei Abdoi Midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Why don't we find any such mention of the poskim? And it would seem that it doesn't help to say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo unless it's a Milsa Di Isa B'Shlichus. If it has to be something that can be done with Shlichus, but this particular Eved is Lav Bar Shlichus, according to the Yeshita of Rebbe Lazar, that an Eved is Lav B'Shlichus. So here the Chiddush is that Eved Didei, if it's his own Eigen Eved, it's his own personal slave, then he can be a shliach. It's something that there is shlichus. An eved can't be a shliach, but if it's a yad eved ki yad rabo, there the shliach can be mafresh truma. He can be po'al v'chalos, because eved didei is lav midin shlichus be'alma. Rather, it's midin shlichus miyuchod of yad eved ki yad rabo. That through this, the din shliach is chal, even though he's lav bar shlichus, but mitin yad evet ki yad rabo, he's a good shliach. But if it's a zachalos, that meyikar adin doesn't work with shlichus, like hafares nedarim, that it says isha yiferena, that it has to be dafkar husband, there yad evet will not be effective, because the koach evet is not Isha Yifereno. The Eved, excuse me, is not the husband. So therefore, since there's no Shlichus here, it doesn't work. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo only works when we need it, when we can employ Shlichus. And even though an Eved's not a good Shlich, but if he's his own personal Eved, the Shlichus, the Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo makes that he's a good Shlich. But if you need the husband himself, Isha Yifereno, there it doesn't work. Because this klal that the Eved has parsha shlichus mechudeshes b'midi delesa b'shlichus, he has a whole new parsha shlichus. If normally there is no shlichus, is only when there is shlichus. If he has a new parsha, when do we say that an Eved has a new parsha of being a shliach? When there is shlichus. So normally he can't be a shliach, but because of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, we consider him a good shliach. Even though if he had not been a good Eved, he had not been an Eved, he wouldn't be able to be a shliach. But if there's no shlichus at all, then Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is ineffective. And therefore, midin yishai yikemenu v'yishai ferenu, the Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo doesn't work because there's no shlichus at all. What are we going to do with the Gemara in Vav Metzia Tzadi Vav, that it says that even though we require Bail of Mamish, Lenyan Shela Bailov, and a Shliach doesn't help, but Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabba, we said, is considered Shela Bailov. Kasha. So it would appear that there we only need Yachas HaMaisa, that the Maisim of the Shliach, of the Eved, are Mesiaches to the Mishalech, relate back to the sender, the Adam. And that was Mischadesh in the din of Bailov Imoy, that we need Bailov Mamish, means that even though Midin Shlichus, it's considered as if the Mishaleach did it, it's still not considered Bail of Mamish. That when the Shliach, when the Bailim send a Shliach in their stead to be Nishal with the object She'ela B'Bailim, that they are also going to work for the borrower. So there it has to be the person himself. So Midin Shlichus, it's not considered as if the Mishaleach did it. It's not Bail of Mamish. So there you can say that Yad Eved would work. Why? Because the Siachsus Maisa Eved Le'odon is greater than his Siachsus Maisa HaShliach LaMishaleach, and we call it Bailov. Masha'en Kein Le'enyin Shlichus Shel Mesiris Koach LeShliach. There, it wasn't mischadish at all that the Eved should have koach bedavar shein bo shlichus. Like we said, that if you have such a chalos that there's no din shlichus, yad Eved ki yad Rabba doesn't help, and only a chalos where the tshayich shlichus, but rather this person can't be a shliach. There, we say that Avdo, if it's his own personal servant, then he could be a shliach. So where are we now, Mechadesh? We're Mechadesh that normally an Eved cannot be a shliach, but if it's Midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, an Eved can be a shliach. That, we said, is only referring to cases where there is a concept of shlichos, just an Eved is excluded. But Midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, he can be a good shliach. And then we split it up, Pitzalnu Ve'amalnu, that if it's talking about making a chalos, then that's what we just said is true. That if there's no concept of shlichus, then the Eved can't make a chalos. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo doesn't help. And therefore, because he's not mamish, the person himself. If you need the person himself, and there's no shlichus doesn't work, so then an Eved also doesn't work, and therefore an Eved can't be made for the Nedarim of the wife. But when it comes to a Siach Sasamaisa, there, even if there is no Shlichus, but Midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, there the Eved can be in his master's stead, because the Eved, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, is Adif, is greater, is preferable to stam a shliach. So so we amended the rule, we qualified the rule. That an Eved can only be a shliach for his master when there is a parish of shlichus is talking only in cases where he has to make a chalos. There, if there's a parish of shlichus, normally the Eved can't be a shliach, but here he can because of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. But if you need the master himself in the world of chalos, if you need the person himself, the mishaleach himself, there a shliach doesn't work, and an eved also doesn't work. It's only if there is shlichus, then the eved works, even though an eved is not a shlich, but an eved works because of yad eved ki yad rabba. That's in the world of chalos. The world of chalos, if there is a concept of shlichus, then an eved can be a shliach, just like a regular person can be a shliach. But if you need the person himself, if shlichus doesn't work for chalos, then an Eved can't be a shliach, because there's no such thing as shlichus here. But by a siachsus maisa, where we're just relating the maisa back, you don't have to actually make a chalos, there we say that Yad Eve Ki Yad Rab was even greater than a regular shlich. Or in cases where a regular shlichus doesn't work because you need the Bailim himself, like in the din of She'ele Bebalav, but there we say that Yad Eve Ki Yad Rab does work. In the cases of a siachsus ha-maisa, the maisa of the Evan has to be misiachis back to the Baal, back to the Adon. There, even if there's no shlichus, an Eved can still be in the master's stead. And that explains the Gemara in Bamitziyat Sadi Vavam and Aleph. That even though if you say L'shlucho Hishali and Parasi, it's not considered She'ele B'Bailim to Patu the Shoel, because Shluch Shadim is not Kamoso. But Omer La'avdo Atzev Hishali and Parasi is considered She'ele B'Bailim because of the din of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Here we say there's no shlichus in the Bailim Mamish. But since it's only a siachsus hamaisa, there in such an instance we say that Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo even makes it that it's like the Bailim himself. But if we'll be talking about a case of chalos, like afaras nedarim, there, if you need the husband himself, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is not valid. And according to this, we can say that Tosis proved very well from the case of a Omer La'avdot Sevishchot Alai Pesach that Shchitas Ha'eved is effective to teach you that is a good teaching, is a valid teaching, that there is Shlichus B'Pesach. How does it teach you it's Shlichus B'Pesach? Because if you say there's no Shlichus B'Pesach, then Yad Eved wouldn't work, like we said by Afara. Because here you need a chalos, that it's the Adon's Karban Pesach. So we asked, wait a second, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Yeah, but Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo only works if there is shlichus. So it's not from the Eved himself doing it, it's from what lies beneath that rule, it's from the basis of the validity of the Shchitas HaPesach of the Eved. Because if it's something that Me'ikar Adin doesn't have shlichus, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is not effective. And only after we know that Shchitas HaPesach is allowed to be done by shlichus, and we just say that Eved is not a bar shlichus, so there Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo makes him a valid shliach. Since the Pesach has a din shlichus, and the chisaron is only in the shliach. So farenfer the kasha of the Rashash and Rabbi Kiva Eger. We had asked in Tosfos, what do you bring me a raya that there's shlichus by the Pesach even if there's no shutfis begavayu by the fact that an Eved did it for his master? Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. The answer is, in cases like this, with the Zechalos, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is only effective if there is shlichus. If there is shlichus, we said that even though an Eved is normally not a good shlich, here it can be a shlich. But if there's no shlichus, then it doesn't start. So in the fact that the Eved can still shecht for his Adon, it must be that there's a din shlichus. Even though, less like shutfis begavayu. So in the Kasha we didn't know this. In the Kasha we said, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. We weren't thinking Lamdish. We're thinking Pashut. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo means the Eved is like his master. So there's no right or regular shlichus. But now, we understand that it's a lot more nuanced. That Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo only works in certain instances. And in cases of chalos, it only works if there is shlichus. It makes the Eved into a valid shliach. So if in Korban Pesach, an Eved is a valid shliach, it must be that there is shlichus by Korban Pesach. Givaldik. So Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, in the second segment, we have a little bit more to learn, and we should all be zocha. Lomo du lalame lishmar velasa selakaim is called divrei salma tarasa bi'ava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. I hope to see at tishmai b'li neder. We will complete the next segment of the shir as well. Shalom, shalom.